Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
It's 9:16. This is Your Money, and we're talking Your Money right now with David Bay, CEO of Mortgage Masters. With a gloomy economic outlook, many may be wondering, how will I pay my mortgage? Should the worst happen? And given lower interest rates, is now a good time to refinance? We're going to get some help with our mortgages from David right now. David, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Michelle.
All right. Let's start out with the current economic outlook. David, is it a good time to refinance now? You know, cutting down that loan that for many people is a major chunk of what they have to pay every month.
Yes, definitely. The opinion of Mortgage Master is that it's a very good time to refinance. Of course, there's some research done and data that has to be analyzed, and we do the research for our customers so they don't have to do it themselves. Historically, interest rates always rise during an economic boom and fall during an economic downturn. So, for example, before the downturn, which was accelerated, of course, by this pandemic, interest rates was around 1.9%-ish. Mm-hmm. Now, today, it's around 1.3% to 1.5%.
Wow. That's a big difference. Mm. So are you seeing more people come forward to seek your help with refinancing?
Yes, actually, we have a lot more inquiries these days. One of the things which people ask a lot is this, should they wait a little while longer to refinance?
Yeah, they want to know whether it's going to go lower, right?
Correct. Mm. The unfortunate thing is that actually in this circumstance, if you wait longer mm-hmm. and things go lower, you actually get a lousier rate than before.
Okay, you have to explain that.
Okay, so let me explain this using what we call 3-month SIBOR. So just 3 weeks ago, 3-month SIBOR was 1.7%. Mm-hmm. And today, 3-month SIBOR is 1%. So if you were on a SIBOR rate, you are literally looking at a 0.7% lower rate today, which is quite significant. But because market rate was 1.9% 3 weeks ago, mm-hmm. you get 3-month SIBOR plus 0.2, which gives you 1.9. Today, the market is around 1.3 to 1.5. So when 3-month SIBOR is 1%, you get plus 0.5, no longer plus 0.2. So if you took your rate 3 weeks ago, you're actually getting a better rate than today.
That's based on 3-month SIBOR, but how does that compare to the fixed rates?
So fixed rates are mostly holding stable. Mm-hmm. Because as the market fall, fixed rates actually were already very low previously to begin with. So in my opinion, it just moved towards equilibrium. So the floating rates are where things are more transparent and fluid, more indicative of what the correct interest rates are supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Whereas fixed rates are based on what the banks need to sell, you know. Okay. So today, fixed rates are the same, but floating rates have fallen drastically.
And what are fixed rates around, the range?
1.7%.
Okay, whereas if I wanted a 3-month SIBOR now, I'd be looking at?
1.4%, 1.3 to 1.4%.
Got it, really clear. And for people out there who need some help already, are we seeing more help schemes? I understand DBS has a help scheme, a home loan payment relief scheme that actually defers payment by 6 months. Is this unique to DBS, or are we seeing other banks come forward to offer this?
Okay, so firstly, this scheme is not to defer total payments for 6 months, but only defer principal payment. Mm. So DBS was the first to roll it out, and very quickly all the other banks are acting on this too, which of course all of us in Singapore appreciate this a lot. This scheme, to explain it a little bit, in a 20-year loan, 1/3 of your installment goes towards interest and 2/3 go towards principal. So with this scheme in place, example, if you have a $3,000 monthly installment, mm-hmm. and now you only need to service the interest, you only pay $1,000 a month. Yeah.
Wow, okay. Okay, so that is a significant reduction. But as you say, it's important to know it's a reduction. This is a principal repayment deferment, not a deferment on your complete home loan. Are there other banks that are offering something similar?
Yes, actually. So HSBC was the next. Maybank, UOB, OCBC, most of the banks have a variation of it. So, for example, OCBC actually does one better. If you don't qualify for the 6 months deferment of interest rate, but you do show you have a drop of income slightly, they allow you to go towards another kind of payment scheme where it makes you have a lighter installment for the next 12 months. There are actually many variations on this, and I mean, on the Mortgage Master website, we made a table so that people can look at it more easily.
Yeah, I know. It's difficult to get through these numbers on air, but briefly, could you walk me through what OCBC does to lessen your payments?
Okay, so for the normal scheme would be to reduce or to defer principal payments for 6 months. So again, a $3,000 installment will become a $1,000 installment. Mm-hmm. However, if you can't qualify for that, let's say you have a $3,000 installment, but you call OCBC and you do pass their qualifications, and you say, hey, I only can afford $2,200 a month right now. Mm-hmm. OCBC will actually look into it and as best as they can, allow you to lower your interest rates for the next up to 12 months.
Okay.
Lower your installment, not the interest rates.
Big difference.
Yeah.
He's David Bay and founder, CEO of Mortgage Masters, here helping us with our mortgages in these uncertain times. David, are you hearing some of the challenges that homeowners and individuals are already having, people with home loans already facing difficulty?
Yes, there are a lot of homeowners who rely on their CPF contributions to top up or even pay their housing loans in full. So with this, pay cuts or losing employment, the ability to pay the mortgage is instantly felt. So in this tough time, we should continue to trust in our country and our leaders, of course. And Mortgage Master, luckily, we have always advised our new homeowners to keep 12 months of installments in their CPF ordinary account if possible. So an example would be, I just got a call last week from a former client. Mm. So he is a bartender. And he asked me whether I knew of the upcoming assistance scheme measures. So I didn't know at that point of time yet. Mm. But he told me he was actually fortunate because he did keep 12 months of installments. So although his job is suspended at this moment, there's no need to worry for the mortgage at least.
Well, okay, the rainy day fund came in useful because it is a rainy day. The day is here. All right, various banks like UOB and DBS, they're offering competitive debt moratorium on principal repayments for property loans extended to Singapore and Hong Kong. What do you think of the measures that banks can take when it comes to mortgages? Are there other measures that they can use to help when it comes to businesses?
One of the most drastic measure would, of course, be a mortgage freeze or even any loan repayment freeze. Mm. But before we get to that stage, there are many other ways to defer it, like, example, interest, principal payment, debt deferment, and stuff like this. There also can be interest rates reductions. You know, banks coming together and show that in this crisis, people are actually coming together and the bigger organizations are as well. So I think one of the main points would be for them to at least charge cost, you know, rather than make a profit. Do not lose money, of course, but help out with businesses and, of course, individuals at the same time.
So the main instruments would be cutting interest rates or deferring the principal repayment amounts?
Yeah.
Which is what we're already seeing.
Yeah, that's correct. That's actually the main, because it instantly helps people alleviate the pain of their cash flow monthly.
All right. What's your outlook for the local housing market, David?
Well, the local housing market should stagnate for a few months as there are not many transactions taking place. It's quite hard to house hunt right now. Mm. But moving forward, the market will definitely see some house prices falling, starting out with investment properties where they are mainly rented out, right? With S-Pass or employment pass holders returning to their countries, those renting their properties out will be immediately hit. So without making the rental income, some may even need to sell urgently, lowering the price floor in the market. So at the end of this whole pandemic, if you still have cash on hand, then it will be a good time to enter the market after rather than right now.
Interesting insight. Thank you very much. David Bay there, CEO of Mortgage Masters, helping us understand if now is a good time to refinance and his outlook there for the local housing market.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.